I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of that discussion, of the discussion on that item, and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. So tech Q if you want to ask a question, or C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, folks, you're all very welcome to this AHC committee. We have an apology from our usual chair, Councillor Roisin Kyle. She can't be with us tonight. Have we any other apologies, apart from Alison, Rob? No? Okay, we move on to item two, declarations of interest. Nope. Item three is the action sheet arising from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 20th of November 2023. I'll just take each page. So page one, page two, page three, and page four. Are there any matters arising? Just to make you aware, item 13 has been removed from the agenda and will not be heard tonight. There's no need to hear it now, so just so you are aware. Item 3, the action sheet, was being proposed by Councillor Finnegan and seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener. We move on to item 4, which is the mid-year assessment of AHC Directorate Business Plan 2023-24. Paul, are you taking this?
Thank you, Chair. Members may be aware that this is a mid-year assessment that we bring every year in terms of our performance management of the directorate. So I'm happy to take any questions. It's outlined in the report, essentially our performance to date in the first 6 months of the year. This will be followed up by a 12-month assessment, probably in around June time. But I'm happy to take any questions on the performance, if you like, of the directorate to date against its business plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Councillor McMurray, have you a question?
Yeah, Chair, thank you. The wee sort of non-plussed orange face there by the community facilities strategy. Just curious where that is and where that's going. I mean, it's something that I've been engaged with the director or the officer responsible. The reason that it's of pertinence to us is that in Steve Crewe there's a bit of a gap in provision for community facilities, and you know, we want to see this progress as a mechanism for letting communities that where there is a gap engage with the council to sort of try and address that and sort of highlight the needs in that regard. So just, I mean, curious as to where that is and what the crack with it is. And there's a few other wee sort of orangey faces and a wee red face down there, which regarding the wellbeing survey which is disappointing, but also the climate change and the biodiversity strategy. Now, I mean, I have been in contact with the UN officer responsible, so that is being progressed, but certainly the issue on the community facilities strategy, I mean, where was the crack? Sorry, Chair. I'm not sure crack is a chamber-like language or not.
Do you want to come back on that?
Through the chair, yeah, the community facility strategy is being progressed. Obviously, it's an orange face because we haven't got through that process yet. It's obviously community development, Alison Robb's section. I'll get her to contact you directly to give you, I suppose, a more specific update certainly in terms of Sleep Crew, but specifically in terms of the strategy and I suppose next steps. Maybe what I'll also add is, I know the director business plan also reflects environmental health aspects, which is some of the stuff you touched on there. Is that directorate actually now sits within S&E, but for the purposes of our director's business plan, because at the time, in June when we did the director's business plan, it included environmental health, but as you probably know, Sinead Murphy is probably picking up on that for you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I don't see any other comments or questions there on item four. Could I get a proposer and seconder there for item four, please, through the chat? Yeah, proposed by Councillor Finn and seconded by Councillor Galbraith. Thank you. We'll move on to item five, which is the DEA Forums Update Report. And Paul Lesudian.
Thank you, Chair. Members be aware that we bring this DEA Forum Report each month, usually, and it's just really an update, and I suppose we're just looking, as per the recommendation report, which is an approval of the action sheets for these DEA forums. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, folks, if there's no comments or questions on I see it's been proposed there by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Lee Searcher. Thank you very much. We move on to item six, which is the Community Coordination Hub update report. Paul again.
Thank you, Chair. I suppose similar to the previous report, again, this is an update on the Community Coordination Hubs and the meetings from that. And again, we're just seeking approval to note the report and agree the actions as per the action sheet attached to this report. Happy to take any questions.
See anyone coming in with questions or comments? Councillor Kate Murphy has proposed and seconded by Councillor Lee Searchner. Thank you. Okay, folks, item 7, 8 and 9. Item 7 is the PCSP report. Item 8 is the Downpatrick Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership report. And item 9 is the Newry Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership report. And they're all just for noting. If I could get a proposer and a seconder for item 9. Councillor Murphy proposing item 9 there, yep. And seconded by Councillor Mathers. Thank you. Yeah. So we move on to item 10, which is a report on the notice of motion, which was brought by Councillor Andrews to the full council. It's on the road safety initiatives. Councillor Andrews, do you like to speak on your motion, please?
Oh, thanks so much, Chair. I know that the motion was read into a previous council meeting, and I thank the officers and thank yourselves for allowing it to be heard. And since the motion was tabled, officers went away, identified the key issues, and in the paper have highlighted the intentions and reasons that were highlighted. The increase in the numbers of people sadly killed and seriously injured in our road in our district over the past year has seen our district with the most in Northern Ireland. In section 2.2 of the report, I've welcomed the various initiatives and campaigns around road safety around the district. The awareness programme is to be highly commended and welcomed, and if further funding can be secured, this too would be very much welcomed. On the speed indicator devices, there are other elected representatives, and myself, along with Martina and colleagues, have done a lot of hard work in getting these rolled out across the district. And I would concur with the report and others too, that there are many requests in the queue to get these rolled out even further, and that just shows in how effective that they are. And summing up, in relation to the motion and to the report, in addition to the existing recommendations, I would like to ask or request that we secure more funding for road safety awareness campaigns and information, and demand that DFI secure budgeting and finance to roll out the speed indicator devices across our district, and that we look for additional funding from the likes of Peace Plus and the Shared Island Fund to help provide sets and other road safety measures in that score that have proved quite effective in the district, and also the highlight areas that have the highest level of speed, and direct the PSI to deal with the traffic speed hotspots. And I'd like to thank members tonight for listening to my contribution and as a non-committee member to present this motion to you. So I move the motion. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Councillor Anders, we are aware that you're not a member of this committee. Have you someone to propose your motion?
Oh, Councillor Devlin and Councillor Gilbreath.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Murphy, have you a comment?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And just like to thank Terry for bringing the motion forward. No doubt it's something very, very important. It's only last week, last Wednesday, we had another serious accident on the A1. Near Loch Breckland, we had the dual carriageway closed on both going both ways. And unfortunately, if you take a look at the stats, you know, it's just very, very worrying that still happened. You know, so obviously road safety, it's a multi-agency approach, you know, and you know, as already said, and I have to commend the PCSP, you know, for taking on road safety as part of its remit. That's obviously where you get the initiative from for the SIDS, and they have been effective, I think, in many areas. It's unfortunate that the price of them has gone up and the price of the work has gone up, and the Department for Justice isn't going to, at this moment in time anyway, fund any more. And DFA hasn't really given any commitment either, which is unfortunate. But I'm in no doubt, you know, PCSP will continue to push that. You know, and you really have to commend them. Obviously, the PSNA has been involved in quite a number of road safety initiatives, including the likes of, you know, which you always get this time of year, drink and driving, and, you know, the speed cameras and stuff like that there. You know, so all important initiatives. And again, unfortunately, when you take a look at the stats, a lot of the accidents are down to, you know, speed. That's really what it boils down to. It's surprising that most of the accidents are actually on the more minor roads as opposed to the main roads, even though the A1 is a road that creates a lot of concern in this area. But by and large, it's the more minor roads that you find that a lot of accidents do happen. And it's down to people being negligent and stuff like that there. I'm not too sure if there is any stats of, you know, the amount of accidents that have happened because of the usage of mobile phones, you know, we've seen an increase because of that. I'm not too sure, but I think it's something that needs to be looked at. But any initiative, be it, you know, highlighting the danger, you know, of drink and driving, speed, you know, people being reckless while driving, etc., you know, all of those have to be welcomed, you know. So Sinn Féin is more than happy to support both your motion and obviously the report as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor McMurray?
Yeah, Chair, and again, just to thank Councillor Andrews for bringing the motion forward. Certainly, like every councillor here, sort of speeding issues are well and truly the top three of consistent you know, messages that we get of concern. So certainly anything we can do that, to improve on that and get the message out is great. Could I just ask, Chair, maybe at a later date, just the Kids Court initiative is something that always works well as such, but I'm just curious if there's how that works. I mean, is it a district-wide sweep of schools that goes out to take part in that, or how does that work? Because certainly, you know, especially Crewe having a lot more rural areas, you know, there's small wee schools out there that again, partly because of the roads, the nature of the roads, there's speeding that goes on outside them, whether knowingly or unwittingly or inexcusably, regardless. So just that'll be the only question, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor McMurray. Paul's just going to come back on that one. The next comment.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor McMurray, if you don't mind, I'll get Alison Robb to contact you directly on that and give you, I suppose, a bit more detail and breakdown on how that operates.
Thanks, Paul. Councillor Jackson?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I just want to thank Councillor Anders again for bringing forward a very worthwhile motion that has already been said, just the importance of controlling the speed on our roads, and also just want to recognise the very positive work of the PCSP as well. So I think that's also a massive positive contribution to that as well. So thanks again for the motion. We'll be supporting that. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Anders, your motion seems to have full support there. Would you like to do a brief sum up?
Yes, Chair, and thank you very much. And I'd like to thank the members for the unanimous support on such a very important motion, and especially at this time of year as well. Again, thanks to to Alison and to Martina and the team for preparing the report and response. So, and thanks to all concerned, and thank you.
Sorry, can we just check, has the motion been amended, or is it just what is on the report? Is it what you presented to the council?
Yes, the motion is unamended.
That's okay. Thank you. Sorry, I thought you'd added something to it. That's fine.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. If everyone's happy, we move on. Okay, so items 11, 12 and 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Oh, sorry, Councillor Murphy, thank you, and seconded by Councillor Debnett. I will just give it a minute until...
Chair, let the press back in and recording started.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 11, the swimming pool covers and moving floors. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McMurray, seconded by Councillor Declan Murphy, to approve the business cases as per Appendix 1 and Appendix 2 of the officer's report, and to commence procurement and appointment of contractor supplier for swimming pool, moving floors and pool covers. Item 12, the building management systems. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor Galbraith, to approve the business case as per Appendix 1 of the officer's report, and to commence procurement and appointment of contractor single supplier for building management systems for leisure facilities. Item 14, Newry Leisure Centre swimming pool tiles. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor Devlin, to approve core sampling works of Newry Leisure Centre swimming pool at a cost outlined in section 4.1 of the officer's report. Okay, folks, that concludes our meeting for tonight. So thanks very much to everyone for coming, and don't say you have a good Christmas and Happy New Year. All right. Thanks very much. Bye.